cupboard, huh? What's that about? Is that
that's like a kid's movie where there's Indians in the cupboard.
That's what I thought.
It's like little, like 2-inch tall Indians.
Sounds kind of fucked up to go back and watch, to be honest.
You think the Redskins should change their name?
Probably.
I go back and forth on it.
Probably.
It's not a nice thing to call somebody a Redskin, but I've never equated it with, like, the N-word or any other, like, seriously derogatory racial slur.
I haven't, but I don't know if other people do. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't feel strongly about it either way.
At one point in time, I did think, I was like, yeah, they should change it. That's a horrible thing to say to somebody. But, like, the Washington Post, probably the most liberal newspaper in this country, did a survey of Native Americans where they asked them, are you offended by the Washington Redskins? And 90% of the respondents said no.
Yeah.
Like, you can't get 90% of people to agree on anything in this country. So, like, that kind of changed my mind. It's like, well, if they're fine with it, then, I mean, like, at a certain point, like, you try and scrub history. And it's like, what we're talking about, white guilt. Like, we're going to just pretend like this never happened. Well, at what point do you just completely erase this group of people from history?
Although when I was in Kansas City, telling Chiefs fans that they need to change the name was one of the highlights of my sports fandom.
But Chiefs is a proud name. That's totally different.
When they do the chants,
there's no caricature.
They walk through doing the chants, and I just tell them to stop appropriating culture, and they wouldn't have any comeback. Stop appropriating culture. Change the name.
Well, as a Titans fan, Titans fans, are we appropriating Greek culture or Roman? I don't know. What is it? Greek mythology, I guess?
It's Greek, yeah.
Well, I mean,
I guess we are.
Not in an offensive way, though.
I don't know. Do you know any Greeks? Have you asked them?
I do know some Greeks, but I haven't asked them.
You got some big guy on the sideline all swole up on steroids carrying a sword. That's a caricature of Greeks. I've been to Greece. They don't have people like that walking around all swole up in a loincloth, donning metal shoulder pads with a sword.
Yeah, I've
should
never
be ashamed
asked.
Of yourself.
I've never asked.
Should be ashamed, Titans fans.
I guess we could just say that the Wildcats appropriate the zoo.
Cowboys
appropriate the animal kingdom.
I mean, listen, I'm a Southern white male. I've never seen. We go to a Tennessee game. You see the volunteer, the Daniel Boone guy out there in his leather chaps with like the stringy jacket or whatever and a rifle. I've never seen a guy like that. I've never seen a guy in a coonskin hat. It's a caricature of the Southern white male. I'm highly offended. Highly offended. We should get rid of the Daniel Boone mascot.
Is it Daniel Boone? I always thought it was supposed to be Davy Crockett.
Whatever.
Okay, just making sure I haven't been living a lie.
That's what you think. They're both the same. You can't tell them apart, can you? So racist.
You're saying that they look alike?
You think all Southern white guy hillbillies who hunt their food in a coonskin hat look the same?
Uh-uh.
How unwoke can you get?
Uh-uh. Different people.
Who is it, Daniel Boone or Davy Crockett? I don't know.
I think it's Davy Crockett.
I always thought it was Davy Crockett. Because Davy Crockett was a Tennessee guy. Was Daniel Boone a Tennessee guy?
I think he may have passed through here at some point. He's a frontiersman. It's a volunteer. It's a monolithic character.
Because Davy Crockett was one of the volunteers at the Alamo, so I figured Tennessee just shaped it after him.
You're probably right.
Because that's where the name Volunteer State comes from, right, is the Alamo.
Yep. We sent our boys down there.
When you look up Davy Crockett, Davy Crockett's the guy who's got his pictures of him in the coonskin hat. Daniel Boone just has a curly-headed hair. Like they used to, like the wigs or whatever, the powdered wigs.
See, I've seen the opposite. I've seen pictures of Davy Crockett where he was in the Tennessee State. I think he may have been in Congress for a while.
Boone is most famous.
And you weren't walking into Congress. You weren't walking into the Capitol in no coonskin cap, let me tell you.
Boone is most famous for his exploration and settlement of what is now Kentucky.
Yeah, that's right.
And Virginia.
Because Daniel Boone National Forest is in Kentucky, I think.
All right. Oh, fuck Daniel Boone.
Boone blazes
wilderness.
Well, hold on.
He's no Davy Crockett.
No, hold on. Boone blazes his wilderness road through the Cumberland Gap and the Appalachian Mountains from North Carolina and Tennessee into Kentucky.
Like I always said, Daniel Boone, historic statesman, one of the founders of our states.
There he founded the village of Boonesboro, Kentucky.
Respect.
I'm still going Davy Crockett.
Respect.
Although, didn't Davy Crockett say some disparaging shit about Tennessee when he moved to Texas?
Oh, did he?
I don't know. I feel like whenever we play Texas A&M,
we're doing this thing, huh? We're redefining history. Davy Crockett, hero or not?
And everybody I told that, you know, Texas would be a part of Mexico if it wasn't for Tennessee and Davy Crockett.
Yeah.
They're all like, well, Davy Crockett chose to stay in Texas for a reason.
Ooh.
And I feel like he had a comment about it. Davy Crockett's definitely the guy, though, who the coonskin hats.
Well, what do you think? Was George Washington a good guy? He owned lots of slaves. Definitely owned lots of slaves.
I mean, I just think it was a different time back then.
Different time.
Well, I mean, I think someone should have stopped and said, hey, this is kind of fucked up. Don't get me wrong. But he wasn't the only person owning slaves. Like, all I'm saying
is... Whoa. Wait a minute. They're in the Declaration of... They're in the signing the Constitution. Like, wait a minute.
This is kind of
fucked
up.
All men are created equal. What do we really mean by that?
I mean, Abraham Lincoln was a real G. He stopped and said, wait, this is fucked up. No, we're not doing this anymore.
How has no one done anything?
Yeah, like, how the hell have I'm the what number president? 16th? And this has been good for how long? Yeah, this is kind of fucked up, guys.
Many of our founding fathers, including Alexander Hamilton and...
Alexander Hamilton was a piece of shit, right?
John
Adams.
No,
it was...
Did Thomas not own slaves.
Who was the asshole? Who was the real asshole of the group? Was it Thomas Jefferson?
Like, they all have their little societies who'll tell you the other person was the asshole. I think Thomas Jefferson was the asshole.
Yeah.
Alexander Hamilton did not own slaves. Thomas Jefferson definitely owned slaves. Definitely had sex with his slaves. Definitely fathered children with his slaves.
They might have just finished signing the Constitution and being like, oh, wait, shit.
We fucked
do
up.
Should we go back? Ah, it's too. Let's just go with it.
I mean, from the sounds of it, I'm glad Aaron Burr killed Alexander Hamilton in the duel. Sounds like he got what it was coming to him. Sounds like
Hamilton was a mouthy little bitch.
Yeah.
No doubt about that.
Imagine getting challenged to a duel and losing. In Black Panther, you know, that's how they, like, whenever they go to anoint a new king, they say, does anyone want to contest a throne? And then you have to come down and battle.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that a lot of our problems today with incivility, like if you think somebody who said, like Donald Trump, he talks shit about everybody. If somebody said, like, Donald Trump, I challenge you to a duel. And if you do not show up, you, sir, are a right little bitch.
I think it should be a combination.
He'd step back a little bit.
Well, I don't think it should just be physical because, you know, we're not necessarily continuously at war like we were back in the day.
Yeah,
right?
But if there were repercussions, like Trump says shit on Twitter that he never – like what he deals with like Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, day-to-day, face-to-face. He never talks shit to their face.
Well, that's
it's
what I'm
always
saying.
Just like a big smile.
I think it should be a combination. I think there should be an IQ test, like a debate. Like, keep the debates.
Oh, we have an IQ test now to run for office?
Keep the debates. Uh-huh. I like the debates as someone who – does radio. I feel like sometimes I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, but I can out-argue people. So that's fun.
And I've built my whole career on that.
And then we'll throw in an IQ test. We'll throw in some physical combat.
I wouldn't do good on the IQ or the physical contest. No.
I don't want to call it.
I don't know about this.
I don't want to call it a decathlon, but like a quintathlon maybe. What's quin?
Five.
Yeah, that's what I was going for, like five events. Let's do five events.
Like physical tests?
No, mental. Like debate.
Wait,
IQ.
So wait, you're turning the presidential elections into the end of Billy Madison?
No. Although kind of. There was no real physical event, so that was just running. That doesn't count.
No, they had like the thing up the Jeopardy game.
Yeah, yeah, the puppy who lost his way.
I understand that. That was a part of the debate.
You gotta go find that goddamn dog.
Well, that was a part of the debate portion of it, but like as far as physical, all they did was run. I'm talking about, I want some hand-to-hand combat. Let's get rid of these 70-year-old people running for office. Let's get some spry 50-year-olds in there with old man strength.
I agree about that.
With some old man
strength.
We should
have age limits.
We should have somebody in here. Like, look, Russia's pretty shitty, don't get me wrong, but Vladimir Putin kind of looks like he could fuck somebody up if it came down to a fist fight.
Oh, no doubt, yeah.
I want somebody who...
If we're having the Royal Rumble of world leaders, Vlad, he's probably last man standing.
Like...
He's tossing that Justin Trudeau prick out by the seat of his pants.
Like, we would have been okay with Obama if he'd have gained like 20 pounds of muscle, but if that was a part of being president, Obama probably would have been in the weight room doing some chest workouts. He probably would have been on the Michael B. Jordan workout regimen. I think that's important.
Cool, because Vlad would do just absolutely whatever it takes, no matter how.
Oh, yeah. He's probably on HGH anyway, and we don't even have this shit.
I mean, who was the last U.S. president that could go toe-to-toe with big-time leaders in the world?
FDR seems like he could have whipped some ass.
before he got polio. Maybe Theodore.
No, Theodore Roosevelt.
Yeah, Theodore Roosevelt whipped some ass.
He'd walk in there and just take it out and put it on the table. It'd be
Theodore was a rough rider, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Theodore looks like he could have beat some ass.
Yeah, FDR couldn't walk.
FDR was in the wheelchair, huh? Not that they couldn't fight because of it, but I'm just saying, like, okay, yeah, Theodore's the guy I was thinking of.
Don't forget about Big Bill Taft.
Oh, yeah.
Washington was probably a badass, like, in his day before he got old.
Reagan probably could have fought back in his day. He was just too old.
Yeah.
It would have. Do we think Kennedy could have fought? I mean, he was young.
No, Kennedy was in terrible health.
Yeah.
He had terrible back problems and was like, he was all high on drugs throughout like his presidency because he was always getting injected with shit just to be able to live.
No, yeah. They would have pushed Reagan into running an extra 10 or 15 years earlier, though.
I bet Ulysses S. Grant.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
anybody else.
Grant was a hard.
Yeah, and he was an alcoholic, too, so it just doesn't feel pain.
Yeah. Clinton, no.
Clinton's a pussy.
George H.W., no.
No.
George W. might have been scrappy, maybe.
No, I'm thinking the first George in his youth.
Well, yeah, in his youth.
Yeah. He's probably a pretty tough guy.
I don't know. I don't know enough about
him. What about Nixon? Nixon seems like a dirty motherfucker. Like he would grab your balls and like, you know, bite your nipple off or something. Like he just didn't care. He would do whatever he had to do to win the fight.
Yeah, no. Like Nixon would. He's the Ric Flair of the president battle. He's gouging some eyes, for sure.
Eisenhower. Ike. Motherfucking Ike, baby. He'd come out there. He's like, I whipped the Germans at D-Day. I ain't got time for this shit, Vlad. Come on over here.
I still feel like Grant would be a better fighter than Ike, though.
Woodrow Wilson was a real fuckboy, says the tweeter.
He was a pussy.
So he's out.
Academic guy.
He's out. He would have hit one of the categories, though. I want a well-rounded president. How much money did you make? So Trump made a lot of money. He's got a lot of money, so he wins one of the events.
Yeah, but he's dumb as a...
He's dumb. I don't feel like he's very smart.
Dumb as a brick.
I don't feel like he's very smart, and I don't feel like he could fight.
No, he couldn't fight
But his debate skills aren't bad.
Yeah. The shit talking. Yeah. Bad shit talking. Yeah. Probably the biggest shit talker
of
all time.
So maybe he still grades out better than most. Like, I don't know. Because I feel like he's good in probably three of the five events. Can you beat him? I don't know. He wins the rounds, three to five.
So what are the three events? We're having a fight,
a debate, an IQ test, money, and
money?
I don't know the
fifth. Why does money count? I don't feel like money should count.
Well, I feel like it helped Trump get elected. People said he was smart and businessman.
I don't feel like that's like a measure of anybody's worth.
I don't even know what we're talking about anymore. I mean, what is this competition? It's just who's a better president, who's a better fighter?
I think you ought to keep it to
getting elected to president. IQ test,
like some test of physical endurance.
So endurance, not strength.
Well, just
okay.
I don't know, some sort of physical assessment.
If we're doing debate and IQ, we can do in physical endurance and physical strength. So okay, we got four now. Policy? Do we go policy on the fifth?
Who cares about that?
Because I feel like that's kind of
who cares about that.
I feel like that's kind of the debate portion of it. Yeah, let's go.
Important thing? No, nobody cares about that.
Nixon would lose the debate.
You think so?
I don't know. Maybe just because of that one debate with Kennedy, and he just couldn't handle it. He was sweating.
Yeah, but he was sick, and he didn't realize the power of
television.
It was
the first debate on TV.
Well, no. Yeah, I was going to say.
He was at a disadvantage.
He actually beat his ass in the debate.
Yeah.
Like I was talking.
Well, it's what
people who listened on radio said Nixon won.
That's what you learn in mass communications history class.
Yeah, people who listen to the radio think I'm very sexy. If you saw me on TV, you might change your mind. I understand with that.
Poor Nixon.
But yeah, like they said, he dominated the debate, but everybody that watched TV was like, God, this guy looks like he's about to die any minute. It's a little history lesson for all you guys out there.
Yep. Benjamin Harrison says John Class all time. Isn't he the guy who died like 40 days into his term?
Yeah, because he got sick after his inauguration.
On the parade to his
during his speech. Was it him or William Henry Harrison that got sick and died after their speech?
It's one of those dudes.
I don't know.
One of those guys.
My presidential knowledge, not very deep.
I've tried to brush up.
Woodrow Wilson was a fuckboy, but apparently that's a shared sentiment. I didn't know that.
He was an academic type. I don't say he was like president of Princeton or something, and then he went to – he was a governor or something, and then he found himself and he was in charge of World War I. He was the guy. Didn't want to get involved. But then all of a sudden those German bastards – they start sinking your passenger ships. The Lusitania ends up at the bottom of the sea. You got to do something, man. You got to step up.
Did that actually happen? I thought we got into the war on a fake tip from like a U-boat getting sunk. I thought that was like a...
No, they were definitely sinking some of our ships.
But we pretended like it was one of ours, but it wasn't?
I don't know. There was a telegram that was intercepted that like with Mexico, like they were going to come in. They were about to cut a deal with Germany and come in on their side, and they were like, "Oh shit, we're about to get it from all sides. Like we can handle just Germany." And they were sinking our ships, and we were like, "All right, we gotta step in and regulate here."
Interesting.
Drunk history on the voluntary reaction.
I've always wanted to start a podcast about drunk Vol history.
Drunk Vol history.
Yeah, we just put up a game on the TV. We'll tell people to watch with us. Who wouldn't want to go back and watch 1998 Tennessee versus Florida with me and you drunk doing the commentary? Like, that'd be pretty cool. Maybe not you. You got dad duties and shit. Maybe me and Lucas or me and Houston.
During the title game?
Did
you guys watch that game? Or even like, how old were you for the 98 national title game?
Well, I was 9, or I was 8. I hadn't turned 9 yet, but that was a big night of Monday Night Raw where Mankind won his first championship.
I was fucking 3 years old. I don't remember the title game. I'd be useless.
Oh, the Florida State, the title game? Or
yeah.
I thought you said the Florida
game. Well, I did, but I thought you asked. We got confused there. For the title
game. You were 8 for both of them.
Yeah, January 4th was the night that Mankind won the world championship. Stone Cold came out and helped him. One of the greatest pops in wrestling history. Also, the finger poke of doom that ended WCW, right? Kevin Nash, VFL, was supposed to have a title match with Hulk Hogan, and they kept billing it up. And then all that happened when they came out was Hulk Hogan just poked Kevin Nash in the chest, and he fell down and pinned him. And then everyone got pissed off because in WWF, you had a great moment where Stone Cold came out and saved Mankind, and he won his first title. And it's like, oh, this guy's been a great wrestler for 15 or 20 years, dedicated his whole life to the business. He finally got his title. This seems so much cooler than these assholes who hyped up this main event only to have somebody lay down for a finger poke of doom. That was the same night Tennessee won the championship.
Really?
Yeah.
Did January you tape 4th, one and watch the other?
No, there's no DVR back then. I made the decision to watch the end of Raw.
Oh, no. You watched the end of Raw over the national championship?
I watched both. Well, my mom's birthday is also.
You were 8 years old. You didn't realize
how
that, like,
big it was, right?
Yeah,
right. Because Tennessee had just been winning all the time since I was a kid. My mom's birthday was January 4th as well, so she was having a birthday party / watch party in the living room.
Uh huh.
So I would like go back
for the
and
game.
Forth. Yeah, as adult, so she kind of
they're not watching Raw.
No, they were watching the game. So like I would go check in, but I wanted to see the end of Raw because usually I didn't get to stay up till 11 o'clock when I was 8. Although, yeah. I guess I kind of did, but. So, to answer your question, yeah, I was 8.
I was 3.
Oh, my God.
Lucas makes. I make you feel old. He makes me feel old. It's a never-ending cycle. Somehow, you both have better hair than me.
I was 18. I don't remember much about the day. About the game. I remember
you were a freshman?
The Florida game that. Yeah, I was a freshman.
Oh, couldn't be more jealous.
I thought it was like, all right, this is the way it's going to be, man. I'm going to get into
year.
This, do this for a career. We're going to be talking about, like, I'll live in Knoxville and cover a top-flight college football team. Yeah, it's the way it turned out.
My freshman year, we went to the Tax Slayer Bowl.
that's so sad.
My freshman year was Fulmer's last year.
That sucks, too.
We got, like, 30 rows up on the 30-yard line, or, like, 20 rows up for the 30-yard line for the Alabama game. Great seats. Set in front of some really
in 08?
Yeah,
29-9.
When they came in here and
took
over
the
stadium.
The stadium.
Oh god, that was so brutal.
But at least I parlayed that into getting invited to some really sexy seniors Halloween party.
Oh, yeah?
But then I blew that. That's the Joker story where I showed up dressed as
Joker.
Oh,
yeah, I remember that story, yeah. And you felt like a...
I was a...
Like you thought they were going to call the police on you and like...
I was too good as the Joker.
Joker wasn't getting laid. In 2008.
Joker wasn't getting laid. That's the best way to put it.
That was before Heath Ledger Joker, right?
No, that was the same year.
Oh, okay.
That was like the year after.
Did you go makeup and everything?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, God.
I just
picture Reed like putting on the makeup and everything at his house thinking, oh, yeah. I'm going to be the head of this party. And then he shows up and he's like, oh.
All the girls are dressed like bunnies and the guys have jerseys on.
No,
and
for
you're
sure.
Just
no, the guys dressed up. The jersey phenomenon of your generation is very new.
I hate it. Yeah.
As somebody who used to rock jerseys back in the day before the fad, I'm very offended by how
I know it sucks.
Of how many cool jerseys.
Because you show up wearing a jersey, then you're just like any other guy there.
Yeah. I was in on the jersey fad before the jersey fad, but now everyone's got cooler jerseys than me. But yeah, I showed up to the Halloween party and they weren't feeling it. They weren't feeling it. They were out of my league anyways. They were 21. I was 18. What was gonna happen, you know? I was chubby. Still am chubby. But I put on like a freshman 30 when I went to MTSU. I was even chubbier than usual.
You showed up, and showing up is half.
I got invited. I put my friends on. I took a couple friends to the party, so that was good. We had plans. We got good pictures for Facebook, and that was almost more important than getting laid. You looked like you were with sexy women and having fun. That's almost more important. Almost. No, not really. Not really.
I was going to say, man.
I got a lot of likes on my picture.
As a freshman, that's very important.
Yeah, I got a lot of likes on my picture. That was cool.
That was Facebook's heyday.
That was Facebook's heyday, exactly. Exactly. You're right, Lucas. No, that wasn't worth it.
Facebook's heyday.
Yeah, it wasn't worth it. But it was fun. Well, you got anything else?
I don't think so.
No, you done?
Are we good? Are you good?
Like I said, I got all night. I don't have anything to do.
What are you doing tonight, Lucas?
Lucas has got plans. He's young.
I don't have plans.
He's young.
He's like, I'm waiting for you idiots to shut up so I can go and chase tail.
No,
like a real man.
Nah. Lucas is young with a head full of hair. He's wanting to get out of here.
I don't need to chase tail. I don't need to chase tail anymore. But I'm good. I just got to pee.
Yeah, me too. It would be my third pee of the show.
I just pissed on myself
fourth or
in
fifth.
Here. I just went right here.
That's what that is.
On myself.
Going to beat Florida Wednesday?
Right now, I don't really care. Yeah, we're going to beat Florida.
I think we are, aren't we?
They've lost two straight.
I think we're going to beat Florida and lose to Ole Miss. I think that's what's going to happen.
I was thinking for the...
I think we lose at Ole Miss.
I was thinking for the culture, I should, since stay on brand, Florida. Should I do a ranch video for Florida? I mean, it's basketball, but it is Florida. Let's talk it out. It's a good cheap pop. Everyone loves them. I'm good at them. It's Florida.
I guess so. Like, I
could tell people, I could tell Florida to go to hell and everyone will like it. It's fun.
Are you just playing the hits at that point, or do you like? You're giving the people what they want, but do you?
Well, that's what I'm asking.
Do
you
have anything to add? Do you have a new twist? Do you have something to tune in?
Well, the new twist is it's basketball, but yeah.
Have you ever done a?
Never done one
promo for basketball.
No. No.
You
sound like you're voting no.
I mean, I'm thinking, like, I'm just thinking, what's your angle? Like, you could take, Mike White.
Come out, tell Mike White he sucks.
Yeah, like, we're glad you didn't take the job. Rick Barnes is a better coach than you'll ever be.
Talk about Joakim Noah being a bitch who got his teeth knocked out by C.J. Watson.
Yeah.
Tell Florida to go to hell.
Bruce Pearl owns your ass. Billy Donovan looks like Eddie Munster.
I'm not going to talk about Bruce Pearl because we don't have Bruce Pearl anymore. I was just going to call Joakim Noah a bitch.
What do you think about Pearl saying?
Billy Donovan looks like a vampire.
Pearl dropped his Pearly Gates routine today for the Auburn folks, saying that he said the same thing here. When Pearl was here, he said his only wish is that at someday they'll name like the entrance to Thompson Bowling Arena the Pearly Gates. Ha, ha, ha. And he said the same thing at Auburn today. He said his only wish is that they'll name an entrance to Auburn's new arena the Pearly Gates. He wants to be here so bad. That's part of the reason I still love Bruce. It's because you can tell that he doesn't give a fuck about Auburn. He doesn't care about Auburn. He wants to be here. He loves Tennessee. And that's what I like about him. We cucked Auburn on that deal. They've got a coach who wants to be here. He's winning the league, and he doesn't even like him. He doesn't even want to be there. He wants to be here. He's there because he has to be.
Yeah. Now he
wants
to
be here.
Now he's going to have to go to back to Wisconsin, Milwaukee pretty soon. Pretty soon he's going to be back at Wisconsin, Milwaukee.
It's like you got a pretty girl. You got a pretty girlfriend. And your ex-pretty girlfriend is, like, with another dude, but you know she wants to be with you.
That doesn't do you any good.
I don't – not that I have any experience in this hypothetical situation.
That doesn't
do you That any must good. Feel good. That's what this feels like with Auburn. Bruce Pearl wants to be with us.
Oh, cool.
He's winning the league, and he wants to be with us. And we're still pretty good. It is pretty cool. I think it's cool. I mean, it's okay.
It's fun for me because most of my friends are Auburn fans, and they like to say they're a basketball school now. But I can say, yeah, but your coach wishes he was in my city.
Your coach would leave Auburn at the drop of a dime and crawl through 500 miles of broken glass to come back to Knoxville. That's how much he loves your crappy little basketball school.
That would be sad. That would be sad.
Well, we might be about to find out.
To just want to
we
be...
might be about to find out with Jeremy Pruitt, man. You think Jeremy Pruitt wants to be here if he knew he could be at Alabama?
To just know that your guy wants to be somewhere else.
I mean, it's like, okay, like I hope we're good under Jeremy Pruitt, but you know he would always rather be at Alabama. You know that. I know that. I mean, if we're all being honest, we know that. Just hope he wins some games, man. If he wins enough games to where he's actually in play for the Alabama job, then that means everything has gone all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But can you imagine if he left here to go back to Bama, how much we'd hate him?
I don't know. He spends it as a dream job. Who knows? I guess it just depends on what level.
We'd hate him.
I guess it just depends on what level we were winning at and who we got to replace him.
We would hate his guts.
I guess it just depends on what level we were winning at and who we got to replace him.
I mean, if we're winning at a high enough level to where he replaces Nick Saban,
then it depends who we get. Like,
we'll have a pretty good pool to choose from.
And if you bring a Tennessee guy home, if by then like T. Martin's ready, then it's fine. Or if I don't know some other Tennessee guy, I don't know who else would be ready. Jim Bob, whoever. Somebody that Tennessee fans were happy with, I think it'd be okay. I think it'd be an amicable divorce. Plus, we love coaching searches. We love instability around here.
Here's my fear. My fear is that Rick Barnes builds up a solid program. We're going to the tournament every year, and we never go to the Final Four, but we have a really good, top-notch NCAA D1 program. And Rick Barnes decides to retire in the next 5 to 10 years. And they're like, well, things are going well. Let's just give it to Rob Lanier. Because you and I both know how that ends.
Yeah.
And it ain't pretty.
Although
it's 3 or 4 years of mediocre basketball, and it ends up with us firing him and accusations of racism.
Although.
Yeah, we all know it.
When we found out what Rob Lanier was having to get paid out of Rick Barnes' pocket, that made me feel a little bit better.
No, that was someone else.
Yeah.
That was who?
That was Des Oliver.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Rob Lanier's probably the highest paid assistant, right?
Yeah, by far.
That's on me. I'm not even going to blame that one on the whiskey. That one's just on me. Oops.
So what do you do? Yeah, see, like we hope Barnes wins it all, right? We hope Barnes does great. But if we win a championship, that means Rob Lanier is going to be our Bill Guthridge.
I think everyone would trade a national title for 5 years of bad stuff, though.
You're probably right. I just hope we don't get into a situation where he's pulling a Holly Warlick, where he's winning enough to where we can't fire him, but we know he's never going to win anything of note.
Well, he wouldn't have the long, deep-rooted –
Yeah, that's true.
History.
Yeah, he's not a bearding guy.
Right. Like, I always feel bad for Holly because, like, last year the Players Tribune piece, did you read that? Did you read the Players Tribune piece you did a year ago?
About Holly Warlick?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't remember.
It was just basically.
Oh, like talking about her relationship with Pat.
Yeah, basically
she didn't
since then.
Be here
yeah, and, basically since yeah. then I haven't said one bad word about Holly.
I love Holly.
I don't care enough to be mad that they're not winning enough. And like she wants to win more than anybody, so like I'm not gonna apologize. She knows she's not as good as Pat. She knows she's not winning enough, but like she wants the job. Like, you know what can you do? Like I'm not gonna pile on her.
We're
like,
a top 25 team every year. We're in the tournament every year, but we're not going to the Final Four. We're sure as hell not winning an NCAA championship, and we're not winning many SEC championships.
Well, the thing is, like,
and that's the way it's going to be. She's not that level of coach.
The biggest problem I have with coaches is when I feel like they don't care or they don't get it. Right? Like when I feel like they're not 100%.
Butch didn't get it.
When I feel like they're not 100% invested in it. Like, Butch was 100% invested in it.
But
I didn't feel like Derek
it.
Dooley was 100% invested. I think Derek Dooley treated it like a tough job, and I don't feel like he lived and breathed Tennessee football. I think Butch Jones did. I just don't think he was smart enough and didn't get, like, what we were about. Right? Like, the big friction with Tennessee fans and Butch Jones was he wants to tell us that 8-win seasons are good.
Yeah.
Holly's not really doing that. Holly's just like, you know, why didn't you call a timeout? Well, obviously, I didn't think we needed to call a timeout. Like, she's just like getting snippy
with
that.
I'm trying as hard as I can, guys. I'm just not Pat Summitt.
Yeah, like, and that's basically like, what Holly's doing. So I'm not going to pile on that. Like, if we fire her, whatever, I'm not going to ever root for it, but I don't love Lady Vol basketball. But like I said with Butch Jones, I think he wanted to be great, but I also think he thought he was doing great because he didn't get us. I don't think Derek Dooley tried hard enough.
For what it's worth, I got to interview Holly Warlick once, like last year, and she's like the nicest person, the best interview by far that I've ever met. So I like her personally just because of how good she was to me.
She seemed, like I said, that Players Tribune piece about her, it changed my whole opinion on her. Cause she's just basically
her
like,
players love her.
Yeah. She was basically just like, I didn't want this job. She's like, I never wanted to be the head coach of Tennessee. Like, I never.
After Pat Summitt.
Well, she's basically like, I just didn't want to be the head coach of Tennessee ever. Like, I wanted Pat to be the head coach forever.
Yeah.
But, like, when that happened and I kind of got chosen by Pat, like, I'm not going to turn it down because of my love for her and the love for the university. But, like, I didn't necessarily want this added pressure. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not making her sound sympathetic because she's enjoying the extra money. Like, that's a part of it. When you get the money, you lose a lot of the sympathy from people. But, like, I'm not going to pile on somebody who I feel like wants it as bad as fans do. And I feel like she wants it as bad as fans do. So, like, it's just not going to work out at the highest level. But, like, I do think that she will be more devastated than most of the fans that it's not going to work out.
I think if they outsourced for a new coach after Pat Summitt's retiring, then that coach with the same – if they had the same results Holly has now, that coach is probably gone, I think.
No,
but it's just so hard to fire Holly.
No, that's 100% true. I mean, that's 100% true. Like, and quite frankly, like, on one hand, do you want an outsider coming in or do you want a Tennessee person?
Yeah, Tennessee women's basketball since 1970, 74 has been a Tennessee grad.
I think this is the most I've ever talked about women's basketball.
I mean, it's like football.
And I hate Russell for dropping that bomb and then running to the bathroom. That's why I had to fill time with
how you gonna get?
Basketball.
How you going to get?
I don't know who you're going to get. I don't know what the damn hot board is. You can't hire Tyler because he's raw dogging his team.
Gino, Tyler, Nikki Caldwell, Dawn Staley, Muffet McGraw. Where
I refuse
Little
to
Miss
hire
Muffet.
Named Muffet.
Muffet. Little Miss Muffet.
Is that a real person?
I
think she coached Baylor.
Oh.
Or
Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Or is it Baylor?
I don't know.
Muffet McGraw is 100% real.
Muffet McGraw.
She coaches a green team in college, and she has a haircut like you would probably expect.
Whoa.
Notre Dame.
Whoa.
I said Notre Dame, right? Said Baylor?
Didn't they beat us?
You were right.
Yeah, Notre Dame beat us this year, I think. We were up like 20, 27, and they beat us.
What is the Notre Dame? What is the Baylor's coach name?
Kim Mulkey.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She's so hateable.
Is it Mulkey?
Yeah.
Kim Mulkey?
Yeah, Kim Mulkey. So hateable. Muffet seems likable. With a name like Muffet, I mean, you can't be hateable.
But yeah, her haircut looks about like you'd expect.
Yeah, it's a weird situation. If you have to fire Holly, who do you get with the coach? Tennessee's been a Tennessee like, when did Johnny Majors take over? I know he was here 16 years, so
77.
So from 77 to 2008, you had a football coach that was just Tennessee born and bred.
Yeah.
It had to be so weird to move on. It's not even. It's not a surprise.
We're still getting used to it.
Yeah, right? It's not a surprise that what happened. Is women's basketball about to go through the same thing? I mean, since right around the same time, it's been past Summit and then Holly World.
We don't have anybody like in the pipeline.
Yeah, that's what's scary.
You know, I mean, there are a couple of women's basketball coaches out there for the football program. Like, we've got Jim Bob Cooter, we got Peyton, who's never coached a down in his life. And
T. Martin.
We got
T. Martin.
Who is not like a Tennessee born and bred. I mean, Johnny Majors like and Phil Fulmer both played at Tennessee. Did Johnny Majors grow up in Tennessee? Obviously, Phil did. I don't know if Johnny Majors did.
Yes. He's from the mid-state.
It's so hard to replace that.
Yeah, I don't
know.
Why
are you guys asking me who the hell like we're going to hire for women? For
who we going to get?
Stop.
Who we going to get? Like, what's your short list, John?
I thought my take was very good. That Holly cares, and that's all I have. That's my range. I feel bad for her. I think she wants to win.
I feel bad for her too. Yeah, we're on the same page here.
I think she wants to win,
but we all know that she's never going to win a national title here. And it would be a miracle if she got to a Final Four. And even if she did, she's never going to win a national title here. We all know that.
Johnny Majors, born in Lynchburg, Tennessee. That explains some things.
Like, if for going back to football,
that explains
some
things.
Whoa! What just happened? What did you just do?
What are you insinuating?
That explains some things.
But you see Johnny Majors honored today in Texas. He won the Doak Walker. Walker.
Yeah, Doak Walker. Yeah, he was up there with some legends too. But the we don't give a damn about the whole state of Alabama chant. I think I talked about it on Overtime a while back. We can't do that anymore, right?
Pruitt will be singing it with his, two fingers crossed behind his back.
Yeah, I mean, because you could do that with Fulmer, because everybody knows Fulmer hates Alabama more than anybody. But I don't know if we can do that anymore. But you got to beat him first, so. I'm out of whiskey.
Yeah. I've drank all my beer. I'm almost out of water.
I still got a little bit left. How many people do you think are listening right now?
I wish you could just tell. Oh, I wish you could
How many people do you think are listening? Instantly. Like, the tweets have really dwindled.
Yeah. Might just be us.
No, it's not just us. I know there are at least – what do we think the over-under is? If you're listening, I need
give
you
us
to,
a sign.
I need you right to call or tweet. You don't have to answer. Just light up the phone lines if you're listening. 423-435-5607. It's kind of like Stranger Things. Just show me a sign on the phone.
So my friend –
dial and hang up. Send me a tweet at John, J-O-N, 2_Reed. What's the over-under at of people still listening? It's 11 o'clock on a Saturday. I feel like we really might just be talking to us and like 30 other people. Is 30?
Oh, it's more than that.
You think more than 30 people are listening?
It's a couple hundred.
Oh, here we go. We got a call.
I got three tweets. We got what? How many calls?
Yeah,
two?
Notification.
Yeah. Someone just called to let us know.
They called and hung up.
Like, keep going.
Yeah,
we got another one.
Keep going, you assholes.
Let's go. We're up to eight.
Keep going.
Don't answer.
John's
got
to finish his drink.
Yeah, don't answer. We just want them to light up the phones. All right.
That's two.
So we got five. Five people listening.
People are out there.
We got five. Yes.
My friend Dave Cleary, Diamond Dave, voice of the Oak Ridge Wildcats, has done that job for like 30 years. He'll do like if the Oak Ridge.
Six more! We got six more tweets! Let's go!
If the Oak Ridge girls are doing a softball game or a soccer game or something on Tuesday night, by God, Diamond Dave is doing it on the local Oak Ridge station there. He said he was doing like some Oak Ridge like spring scrimmage or something on radio for some reason. And it's like raining, and there are like all these dads sitting in their cars or whatever. And he says, He's having the same conversation. He says, if anybody's listening, flash your headlights. He says, like, three or four dudes are out there flashing their headlights in the parking lot.
All right, good.
It's like, okay, I'm not just wasting my time here.
I mean, I feel like that's a fair check to do. I feel like that's a fair check to do. I'm having fun. Like I said,
let's get a new topic. I just took a whiz. I'm good to go, man.
Topic roulette.
New topic.
Topic roulette.
New topic. What do we got? Tell you what, I will go to.
Let me go use the bathroom. You stall. I'll come back to some topics.
By the time you come back, I'm going to have to go again. The seal has been broken.
Yeah, I already have to go again.
Topic roulette.
All right. I'm going to go to yahoo.com, and I'm just going to look at the news stories. We'll go to Yahoo. Yahoo is a completely unobjectionable news service, right? Nobody's like, oh, Fox News, you're a bunch of liberal, conservative, Democrat, Russian, Al-Qaeda-loving fool. Like, no, nobody hates Yahoo News, right? All right, so we got Olympian goes to KFC after win. Florida shooting sparks plans for mass workouts. Melania shuns cameras amid fresh Trump affair rumors. Why Americans can buy AR-15s, and Olympic star literally dead after Britney Spears likes Instagram post. Any of that stand out to you, Lucas?
Poor Melania. Melania.
Did I die in the Olympics? Is that what happened?
No.
Oh, I heard literally just dead.
Melania Trump, your thoughts. What do you think? Is she just in it for the money, or is she like, do you think she hates Trump? Do you think she hates her husband? Do you think she hates her life right now?
I thought we were talking about a would or would not type of scenario.
I think she just signed up for marrying a rich guy. She didn't sign up to be the first lady of the United States.
Yeah.
And everybody knows the Stormy Daniels thing with the porn star. That's true, right? I mean,
of course it's true.
I mean, it's true. Right? Melania knows it's true. Melania's probably totally cool with it.
I don't think she's cool with it. I think she's in a situation where even if she wanted to get out, she can't right now. She's just kind of on a ride she can't get off.
I think it's a good opportunity to be the first lady. Like, I feel like that's a good opportunity. Mm-hmm. I feel like she's handled it pretty well. Like, don't you think so? I mean, I feel like she's...
You're going to give an interview. Yeah, my husband's a complete chauvinist pig. He grabs women by the pussy and he fucked a porn star, but I'm still with him. I love him, my God.
I mean,
he's so beautiful.
Baron's going to grow up to be a real fucking creep, but like, I feel like Melania's done a pretty good job. I'd grade her out as an A-.
Like the job she's done?
Yeah, I feel like she's like an A-. I think.
I feel like I still don't know what she sounds like.
Well, no, yeah, that's a fair point.
Oh, who cares what she says? This is the first lady. Nobody elected her. Like,
yeah.
Well, no, but like,
it's just a contrast from Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama was so active. I remember in high school hating Michelle Obama just because she took the nacho cheese away. Because he had the melted nacho cheese over the Crispitos and stuff, and then they switched to shredded cheese.
You want our kids to be healthy. You want national obesity limits to go down. How dare you, Michelle Obama?
Yeah, we all just say it in high school, like, God damn, Michelle Obama. Get the Crispitos with the shredded cheese instead of the melted cheese. Never forgive her for that.
Yahoo started all the Russia bullshit, apparently.
What do you mean?
That's just like a tweet I got.
Oh, like somebody does find Yahoo objectionable?
Yeah.
Somebody finds everything objectionable. There is no completely unbiased news source anymore.
I don't like that I come back from topic roulette. You're talking about Melania.
Okay, well, let's change it. My thing was I was going to go to Yahoo because that was like the most unobjectionable news source I could find. What's the most unobjectionable news source? What's the news source that both liberals and conservatives, like, nobody points to that and says, oh, fake news.
I don't want to give you my, I guess, I'm too drunk to even think of what the word is. My pond that I swim in for my news. I don't know. Yeah.
What is it?
I'm not telling you.
Twitter.
No. Oh, did it just get banned? No. I got a Reddit thread I go to for some news every now and then for the show.
You go to Reddit for news?
Yeah, I go to Reddit for news. And then I got a certain like subreddit I go to. So like for my show. I don't want you trying to steal my lane.
No,
getting
that's cool.
My stories.
Yeah. What do you do? What are your, like, when you're doing show prep?
I'm not telling you what I do for show prep.
I'll tell you what I do. It's
actually,
no secret.
I'm on before
like,
you, so yeah, this
what are like
be
five
more
or six,
for
what
me.
Are, what are the five or six? Like, you don't have to tell me your secrets.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where you like, you don't tell me your Reddit thread or whatever. Like, what do you,
yeah, my Reddit
thread. Do you start at ESPN and then go to, like, the 247?
No.
Or do you start at the local sites and then go out? How do you build your show?
I favorite some tweets on Twitter. But you, like, I don't, you know, I really don't know. Show prep isn't really a strong point of mine. Anybody who listens to Talk Sports knows that, like, show prep isn't really my thing. Like, you come in, you have your sheet ready, you jot some notes down, you kind of know where you're going. The only thing I know every day is that I'm going to ask Cody what the biggest story of the day is. And then he's going to tell me what the biggest story of the day is.
So, really, Cody McClure holds the key to whatever direction Talk Sports may take.
Usually,
he's the decider.
I have a fallback on. If I don't have stories, I just yell at him. I just, like, start yelling at him for being unprepared. That's kind of my fallback. And that gives me enough time for stuff to break during the day.
So, like, you don't do much show prep, is what you're saying. Do you have, like, a... Do you have, like, bullet points or anything that you were operating off? I don't believe you. I think you're making this to make it seem like
no, you're... No. I'll have three, like, main topics.
Uh-huh.
And when we blow through those in the first hour, and I'm like, fuck, what are we going to do now?
That's the loneliest feeling in the world. It's when you've used up all your ammo, and like you look up and you're like, oh, shit, I've still got 2 hours left.
Like, you're able to rely on
your... We've all been there, man.
Well, no, I'm saying you're able to rely on your callers. Like, you get a good steady of local callers. You'll talk to them for 10 minutes or so. I have a love-hate relationship with my callers, and it's mostly hate. So I try to get them off the air as quick as possible, if they even call. Because we're in a weird time slot.
Yeah, midday's tough.
Yeah, we're in a weird time slot.
Have jobs.
Right, so I don't want to rely on callers. But I always feel like during the lunchtime, that's when we're really out of topics and just really making stuff up as we go along.
And that's when people are listening, probably, driving to lunch.
Yeah, I know. So, like, they listen. There's a whole bunch of people out in Knoxville who only listen at noon, and they probably think either A, we're the worst station in the world, or we're the most unprofessional station in the world. Because by the noontime, we've scraped the barrel, and that's where me and Boomer couldn't get along. Because at noon, he wanted to circle back like a professional radio guy, and re-hit all the topics we talked about in hour one. But I'm like, we already talked about that. I don't want to talk about it again. He's like, John, you gotta make sure you leave just enough information that you can circle back around and talk about it again. Yeah. That's what the professionals do. I'm like, that's not really how I get down. I'm not a quote-unquote professional.
That's your thing.
He wanted to be all structured out and mapped out, and like, Cody McClure gets here at 9:50. You want to tell me my show starts? 10 o'clock. Cody rolls in here at 9:52. Here's how the mornings go. I get in here at 9:30. I eat my breakfast. Quite frankly, I immediately have to go shit after that. That's how I broke my laptop, was I took my laptop into the bathroom so I could work while I was using the bathroom.
So you're sitting there dropping a deuce with your laptop on your lap in the work bathroom?
Precisely.
You drop the laptop?
And then I put it back on the sink whenever I go to undo my pants.
And
or
it
go
fell.
To, and it fell.
That bathroom is so gnarly, too, man.
And it's this really old school. Like, you ever seen Saw?
Yeah.
That's kind of how our bathroom looks, is like something out of Saw.
Like the first Saw, when he has to cut it, saw off his
like
ankle.
Mops and drains all over the place.
That's how our bathroom looks, like the first version of Saw. So
the
my
wall
computer
is green
fell,
for some reason.
It fell a good 3.5 feet onto straight hard concrete, and the hard drive got fucked up. So now I just used the work laptop for the last week. I can't take the work laptop into the bathroom. So basically, So I come out here at 9:50, and me and Cody just look at each other, and we'll do like three notes, and we'll say, "All right, let's go."
You just kind of wing it,
as most people can probably tell on the show.
Well, you don't want to overproduce. You want to leave room for spontaneity. Scripted radio shows suck.
Yeah, we didn't have any notes for this. We tried the box score pretty early.
Well, that's what this is. I mean, that's what the joy of the voluntary reaction is. It's just cut open a vein, man. We just talk about it, and there's nothing prepared. And 3 hours later, you're sitting here talking about Melania.
But I would. The question is, Melania versus Michelle, who you got?
In a fight?
No, I
don't think that's what he was getting at.
Who do you find more attractive, Melania or Michelle? I go Michelle.
I'm going Michelle, too.
Okay.
Yeah. Melania's a supermodel, too, or she used to be, but I'd probably go Michelle.
Okay. Let's see. French Farm. Oh, we got a caller?
We do have a caller. Yeah.
Shit, why didn't you tell me? I can't
see
the phone.
I held it up. Only Russell looked.
I wanted
to see where this was going, man. I'm interested to hear your process as a talk show host.
French farmer has been living without modern technology since World War II. I was going to get to that one.
Maybe Joe can talk about it.
Let's get to Joe on the phone exchange hotline. Joe!
What up, Joe?
What's up, guys?
Hello,
What's
Joe.
What's going on?
What's up, brother?
Hey, Russ, I'm the one that's been tweeting you about that Facebook group, and I really want you to join that group because they are absolutely losing their minds. When I use the analogy that you use, saying that it's like two people want to date each other, but the parent won't let one of them do it.
Oh, it's Bruce.
Bruce is the man. Bruce is the man. Bruce made Thompson Bowling Arena what it is.
It's true.
And everybody in there is losing their mind. They're telling me basically, you're out of your mind. We hate Bruce. We hate this. We hate that. God.
No one hates Bruce.
Go into that group and just tear them a new asshole.
Any Tennessee fan that says they hate Bruce is lying to themselves.
Just drop the link. Drop the link to the show in there.
There was no Tennessee basketball before Bruce Pearl. In my life, I was not.
I've dropped the link to your all show,
my man
many,
Joe,
many times,
yeah,
and
Joe.
they
probably hate us.
You bunch of Facebook knuckleheads. Bruce Pearl loves this
listening.
School. We love Bruce Pearl, and you can all go straight to hell.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You go straight
and
to hell.
Why you guys need to go on Facebook, go into Basketball Time in Tennessee, join that group, and just tear them a new one.
I don't like getting into Facebook and Twitter disputes. Nobody ever wins those.
It's kind of bad for business.
I prefer to stay on radio where I'm 100% guaranteed of always getting the last word. And if somebody calls in and they're smarter than me and they're beating me in an argument, I can just hang up on them and go to commercial break and come back and pretend like it never happened.
The only beef I have is with other media members. I can't beef with fans.
Well, guys, I just want to tell you right now, I love what you do. Thank you for doing what you do. And I listen every day. And you're the greatest.
Thanks, Joe.
Hey, Joe, you listen to just Russell, or you listen to Talk Sports, too? I feel like everyone
listens to Russell.
He's
gone.
No, I felt like he listened to the whole thing. No,
I feel like he's an overtime guy.
He just listens to you.
He's a big Fox Sports Knoxville fan.
He listens to you in the first 10 minutes of overtime.
He's into the brand.
Sounds like he just likes you.
He's into the brand.
Nah, they don't really fuck with me. Sad.
I like it.
Sad.
Who's this dude in the dunk contest who wore the – oh, it's Larry Nance Jr. He's wearing his dad's old uniform. That's
of Larry
cool.
Nance Sr., the first guy who ever won the dunk – the guy who won the first ever dunk contest.
He did a little rock in the cradle thing.
Who won? Donovan Mitchell?
I don't know.
I think Donovan Mitchell won.
His dunk in that game last night was sick. The one – he threw it off the backboard to himself. Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
Oh, God. Was it like the – they do like a USA versus international thing?
Well, he had to do rookies versus sophomores, which was fucking stupid because, of course, the sophomores are going to kill the rookies.
Who would have thought?
they would win every year by like 15 or 20. So, like, they try to just make it international versus USA.
That's cool.
And I think that one's been a little bit more competitive.
Yeah, Mitchell had one last night where he was on a breakaway and threw it off the backboard and just had crazy extension, threw it down, nasty. Where did he play?
Florida State.
Donovan Mitchell?
And
is that Florida State?
No. Louisville. Donovan
is
Mitchell's
Louisville.
Louisville?
I don't even remember him at all.
No, me neither.
In college.
And I'll give – I don't know if you remember intern Peyton. Intern Peyton told me – yeah.
Intern Peyton, man.
In the summer told me that he was going to be rookie of the year.
I'll be.
And he was like the number 15 pick. Like, he kind of came out of nowhere. And it seems like intern Peyton – all over that.
That kid knows his NBA basketball. I'll give him that.
Did you see that thing? The big lead did like a redraft.
I love redrafts.
And they had him going number one, I want to say. Do you think he's the best? Is he like who?
Of this draft? Because Ben Simmons was last year's draft. Like, that's the competition for rookie of the year is Ben Simmons versus Donovan Mitchell, but Ben Simmons was 2 years ago.
Is the dude...
So, I mean, Donovan Mitchell is by far the best player so far of this draft class.
Is the guy from Washington, Fultz, has he played yet?
No, he's fucked up.
I saw the video of his shot where he's got like a hitch in his shot, but has he even played? Is he playing?
He is fucked up. I don't know. Did he ever get any? I don't think he's played. Yeah, he's played a couple of games. I don't know how many games, but he did play some games. He played like the first five or six games, struggled with a shoulder injury. They shut him down, and then now, like, he's got a hitch in his shoulder, and he can't shoot anymore, and
oh my God,
he might not ever be the same player ever again.
So how many stupid number one picks have the 76ers had in the last, like, 3-4 years?
As far as number one picks, it's just Fultz and Simmons. Like, Embiid wasn't a number one pick. He was the year of Wiggins.
Yeah.
He was number three.
And then Noel?
Noel was, like, number six.
Okay.
Jahlil Okafor. They picked Okafor over Porzingis, which is really stupid, because if they'd have picked Porzingis instead of Okafor and had Embiid and Porzingis, they'd be pretty fucking far along in this rebuild. But they picked Okafor, and he sucks. Yeah, Markel Fultz has played four games, and he shot 33%.
Donovan Mitchell last year at Louisville, he played 2 years at Louisville and like only played 19 minutes a game his freshman year. Last year, he was a starter, averaged 15.6 points a game and 4.9 rebounds per game. And this year, he's going to be
– it's going to come down to him and Simmons for Rookie of the Year.
Wow. That's a tough gig, man. We talk about like the NFL draft being such an inexact science, and NBA draft is just crazy.
I don't know if like anybody thinks they messed up by not taking Mitchell, which obviously, I mean, I guess they did. But like, you know, 1 year is tough to really like start pulling the plug on people. Like, people still think Lonzo is going to be great. You know, with Fultz, who knows? Jason Tatum, number three pick at Boston. I don't think Boston has any regrets. They really like Tatum. I guess Jonathan Isaac. Yeah, Jonathan Isaac sucks. Lauri Markkanen. He was the guy who got traded to the Bulls. He's pretty good. Frank Ntilikina or whatever, the French guy. I guess the Knicks probably want Donovan Mitchell over him. Malik Monk sucks.
Where's he?
Charlotte. He sucks. Wow. He sucks. De'Aaron Fox was Coach Cal's other guy. He's been fine. He's good.
Where's he at?
Sacramento. It would just suck to get sent to Sacramento.
So he's with Boogie.
Mm-mm. Boogie's in New Orleans.
Oh, that's right.
But tore his Achilles. We've reached the NBA portion where we recap the 2017 draft.
What do you think about Champions League, Lucas? Who's going to be who's going to win soccer's club soccer's greatest prize? Because I know sure as hell ain't going to be my Chelsea boys.
I don't know. I hope it's not Real Madrid again, but they're definitely putting all their eggs in that basket.
It's going to come down to Barcelona and Bayern.
I don't know. I've always wanted PSG to do something in Champions League because they've never won it before.
They lost this week.
Yeah, they lost 3-1. Real Madrid. They lost 3-1 in the first leg in Madrid. So they could still come back at home, but I don't know. I've always found myself cheering for Neymar just because of my Brazilian heritage, but I also find him to be more and more of a piece of shit with every passing year.
He's not a good guy?
He's just a baby. I mean, he left Barcelona because of the Kyrie Irving, you know, thing. Like, I want to be the star, not in the shadow. And now he's saying he wants to go to Real Madrid. He's not happy. He had a bitch fit because he wasn't the one taking penalty kicks. It was Cavani taking penalty kicks.
So, Neymar wants to go back to Spain.
That's what I saw something that like some outlet in Europe reported that Neymar will be a part of Real Madrid squad in 2019. And there's plenty of reports saying he wants out. He wants to go to Real Madrid.
It's crazy. Everybody wants to go. There's if you follow club soccer, if there's a good player that's any good at all, he always wants like following Chelsea. It's always Eden Hazard. Thibaut Courtois, they're always subject to
Real Madrid or
going to Real Madrid.
Yeah, one or the other. Yeah, that's what sucks. But the World Cup coming up, that's what I'm going to shift my attention on. That's why that's what made me fall in love with soccer was international soccer.
Yeah, me too. And it's such a shame that the Americans are not going to be in it this year.
It couldn't be more. Oh, my God. It's awful. I'm still super.
I get so depressed when I think about it that we're not going to be in it. And it took me nobody's going to care in America. It's not going to be a storyline at all.
Yeah. It took me forever to get over it. It took me forever.
I'm not over it. I don't think I ever will be.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous that we're wasting Pulisic. This
would have been Tim Howard's last World Cup. And then Italy not getting in, too, really affected me because my heritage with Italy, too. So I always used to have three teams to cheer for in the World Cup.
Who are you pulling for now?
Brazil is my only team left.
full for Brazil.
Because my mom's from Brazil, so we visit it every year. It's always been my staple soccer international country.
You visit Brazil?
Oh, I've been every year of my life.
Really?
Every single year.
Where at?
Like down south, like a state called Paraná, like way down south Brazil, like the southern tip of it.
Really?
Yeah. Been every year of my life. Used to spend like entire 3 month summers there as a kid.
About that.
So that's always been where my allegiances kind of lie. And then my dad's from Italy, so Italy too. And then, of course, USA. So Italy and USA, like Tim Howard and Gigi Buffon get to miss out on their last World Cup of their career, especially with Buffon.
That sucks, man.
Just awful. I mean, he would have broken a record. It would have been his sixth World Cup. But, yeah, it's rough. But I'm going all in for Brazil. They're going to be one of the favorites. It'll be fun. World Cup is always fun.
I like Belgium.
Yeah, I don't.
They got a good team.
They're always loaded. Guys. They always just have a loaded roster, but it still feels like they just have all these luxury players, but never make a deep run. Like in the Euros, they were a huge favorite coming in 2016, and they went out. I think they went out in the group stage. They were in a group with Italy and like Ireland. I think Italy and Ireland advanced. They always have these luxury players, but. I wonder how many callers we've lost just in this last few minutes.
No, we reached the soccer. We went the NBA to soccer.
And that's the end of voluntary action for tonight.
I mean, we pretty much napalmed it at this point. We poured salt in the earth.
Yeah.
Nothing is going to grow.
Good night. We had our sponsors.
I'm trying to think like where we could go after soccer that is actually less interesting and less entertaining. We did not talk about the Winter Olympics.
No, okay, and I'm not interested in talking about the Winter Olympics.
Lindsey Vonn almost wiped out last night, didn't win gold.
Bless her heart.
Did you see Drake's video, Russell?
I did not. Is it like a socially conscious type thing?
Yeah, kind of a little bit.
It's a feel-good thing, though. It's fun.
You should watch it. Yeah, I know you don't like rap. You're too old to like rap.
It's good to watch.
You're kind of nerdy. Your only rap's Weird Al Yankovic and then whatever was on in the early 90s. But...
It's a feel-good hit of the year.
It's
good. The song, not so much. I mean, the song is called God's Plan, whatever. It is what it is. But the budget for the video is $980,000.
Jesus.
So he just took $980,000 and went and gave it away to people.
Yeah. The video is him giving away money.
So like it's a rap video of Jesse from Breaking Bad when he had Walt's money. He's just driving around tossing it out the windows.
Without the crystal meth. Yeah. Although there does look like some crackheads in there.
Yeah.
That aren't getting money, but that are getting like
they're featured
to talk
in the video.
Yeah. And then he like goes into a grocery store and he's like, hey, get whatever you want. It's on me. So everybody's like, oh, yes, great. And then he goes and gives – there's a girl in a wheelchair who looks handicapped. He gives her mom like $20,000 or $40,000, says here. There's like a dad who just got laid off. He gives some money to try to help. And that's a pretty feel-good story. It's about as good as viral marketing as you could do. I mean, if he took that $1 million and just did the regular video of him riding around in a car in the club, people wouldn't have watched.
Personally, like my personal opinion is that Drake is one of the most overrated artists out there right now. I never really liked him that much, but I really enjoyed the video. I watched it this morning. It was good.
I'll have to take
a feel gander. Good video.
I'll have to take a look. Y'all sold me. Drake's video and Black Panther. Gonna watch them both.
Yeah,
maybe not tomorrow, but in the next couple of weeks. Drake's video first, probably because it's free. We good?
Done. Thank you to John Fox at Audi Knoxville. Thank you to Anderson Lumber Company and the Phone Exchange for their support. That was fun. I'm ready for football season.
No doubt. Lucas, thanks, my man.
It was fun.
Damn, we messed Lucas's night up. It's 11:30.
It's either this or sit around at some bar at night.
He's texting his girlfriend like, they won't shut up.
My girlfriend.
They're talking about the NBA now.
She probably prefers him being here.
Yeah, she's 5 hours away. Yeah, she'd probably rather me be here anyway. No, this has been more fun than what I would have
been doing. Ice Bears game has been over for an
hour. It's been over, yeah.
We're off the air on 1340.
We might have dead air.
All right, let's bolt then. Thanks for tuning in. Voluntary reaction. Y'all have a good weekend.